2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Dave and Dejanovic.
Look, we could talk about a lot of things in the Salt Lake City's mayor's budget. There's a lot to talk about, but I really want to talk about this because it caught my eye. Salt Lake City is going to turn what was a dumpy Raging Waters water park. I never really liked that place to begin with.
Oh, bite your tongue.
Into a massive city park for people who, I mean, I think it's for people who live on the west side. And at first, I thought this cost was just staggering, but then I started to kind of think beyond that price tag and the importance of having a park in your community.
First of all, I will accept no disparagement of Raging Waters. That was my place when I was growing up.
Don't get me
started. I loved Raging Waters.
Oh.
It was better than Lagoon. It was amazing slides, terrifying. It was great. I love Raging Waters. But as you walk past it now,
yeah.
Ooh, it's brutal. It needs to be torn down. Quite frankly, it's seen better days. It's time for it to change. And because it's so massive, it's going to be a huge cleanup project.
Good morning, Mayor. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, and I appreciate the spectrum of opinion on the old water park that you two have.
Let me tell you, my opinion is very simple. Ew. So tell us, why do you see Raging Waters or the old Raging Waters as an investment? How will that work?
Yeah, and let me back up a little bit, which is during Ted Wilson's time as mayor, the city acquired that land. It's about 17 acres total. It goes right up to the Jordan River right there and the parkways there. As you know, and there's a way to get over to the Jordan River Parkway, so it could serve a big population. But we acquired it with some state and federal dollars that required it to be a park in perpetuity, used as, you know, open space. It cannot be developed into housing development or other mixed use. So that's the kind of framework that we have to work within with the ownership of the land. One other interesting piece, back in 1983, remember the big flood through Salt Lake City?
Yes.
And they sandbagged down State Street. They had to do something with all of that sand after the flood. And that's what the hill is that all of the water slides come down, is the remnants of the sandbags from the 83 flood. So there's a lot of city history, but context that it must be a park. And when you think about Sugar House Park, Liberty Park, there's nothing like that west of 5th East in Salt Lake City. No big regional park. And on our west side of our city, we have more kids per capita than anywhere else in the city in our 110 square miles. So it's, you know, I think for a lot of reasons, we need a regional park asset that serves the west side of our city. And this is a perfect place to do it.
Do kids still go to the park? I mean, how many people do you think and families do you think will show up?
Oh, humbug. Go ahead, Mayor.
Oh,
sorry.
My gosh. Yeah, do you have kids?
He has four. He has all the kids.
My kids go to the park all the time, but it really depends on how great your park is. And even as the mayor of Salt Lake City, I got to give a shout out to other cities in Salt Lake County, like Harriman and South Jordan. They have some incredible park playgrounds and assets. Even the city of Holiday's got a great new playground park. We need to do better in our parks here in Salt Lake City. I think just, you know, a slide and swing set isn't really cutting it anymore. So our intention with this installation that we're, you know, still putting together and working with the community on should have the kind of amenities that attract not just young kids and parents wanting to push their kids on a swing, but that this can be a civic commons where people want to come and walk and exercise and enjoy the outdoors across all ages.
Salt Lake City Mayor Aaron Mendenhall on the line with us right now talking about turning the old and dilapidated Raging Waters into a park. So paint a picture for us, Mayor. What will it look like?
Well, we are still working on that plan with the residents in the community. That work started last year doing outreach and just asking the community what kind of things would you want to experience here and what kind of investments. I think that personally, those big towers that hold up those terrifying slides that you talked about, those are kind of iconic landmarks in that area. You can see them from a long ways off, and I could imagine us keeping some of those towers and maybe making some public art along with those. But I think that there's space for things, whether it's skate parks, splash pads, playground, all ability playground equipment as well, so that really kids at any level and any physical ability could be able to access it.
Yeah, I love that.
How much will the cleanup cost? Because that is massive and you're dealing with huge slides and ton of concrete.
You know, we actually have already funded the cleanup, the removal of the equipment that's there right now. So that was taken care of through a budget amendment in our fiscal year 2021 budget. And it's not as much as you might expect, several $100,000. But when you look at all of the stuff that's there, all of that concrete that's underground, we're on our way. And the beginning of that, a time clock for us to get a park in the ground within 3 years, according to that money that we originally got the property through. So the clock is ticking and we're excited to get to work on it.
3 years, Mayor.
And government's not known to move really fast.
Can we volunteer and help? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you absolutely can. We really want to hear from the community about what we want to have happen there. So this is a community-led process, as it should be, and that needs to take a little bit of time. But at the same time, we're doing the cleanup work that needs to happen for anything to go in there next.
I personally think that green space, and I would consider parks to be green space, and a park for kids is so important, not only to the community, but to the development of a child, Mayor.
Absolutely. And I think the opportunity for even farmers markets or concerts in the park, all of those are activities that we'd like to see there. You remember the old wave pool?
Yes, yep. I remember it.
It gives some good bones for that kind of an outdoor auditorium-like experience. So imagine riding your bike there from South Salt Lake or anywhere along the Jordan River Parkway, and feeling like you know your destination. There's going to be some concessions there. You can get food and drinks and let your kids play and maybe take in a concert. And that's the kind of amenity we want to build.
Mayor Erin Mendenhall of Salt Lake City, thank you so much for jumping on the line and explaining what the old raging waters will look like in the next couple of years. I would much rather see like an amphitheater for music than a wave pool.
Well, I think she answered so many questions that I had. I had to scratch off like 9 of our questions because she was just going through. 17 acres, it has to be green space. When they purchased that area, it had the caveat that you can't turn it into homes, you can't turn it into a development. It's got to be a park, and you got to do it quickly as well. The fact that they've funded the cleanup already, that's a huge portion of it. So I think this could turn into an amazing park.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.